Hi guys, good morning. This is Sonia and you're listening to your favorite CNBC TV 18 Market podcast where we prepare you for the trading day. Now, it's the start of a brand new day and we have so many cues to reckon with. Very quickly, the most important cue is that the US markets have fallen 800 points. Two key reasons for that. One, there are big doubts over the US-China trade resolution that has spooked investors. In fact, Donald Trump came out with a series of tweets where he called himself a tariff man and he said that we are either going to have a real deal with China or no deal at all. At which point we will be charging major tariffs against Chinese products being shipped into the United States. All of this smells like it could take some more time before the US-China trade resolution comes through. But I think the bigger issue is the flattening of the US yield curve that has weighed on sentiment. So let me tell you this, the spread between the 2-year and the 10-year yield has tightened to the narrowest in the last 11 years. If the 10-year yield falls below the 2-year yield, it will raise concerns about recession. Now, Rabobank, in fact, this morning has put out a note where they say that there is a 47% probability of a recession by April 2020. And if the spread between the 2-year and the 10-year turns negative, that is an indication to tighten your seatbelts for a hard landing. Okay, so don't get spooked because all is not lost. There are still some positive cues. In terms of things to watch, the US markets are shut on Wednesday, that's today evening, to mourn the former President George W. Bush's death. We had both foreign and domestic investors that sold in this market yesterday, albeit it was a small amount from foreign investors. So FIs sold about 56 crores, domestic institutions sold 520 odd crores, and Brent crude continues to remain above $61-$62 a barrel. So that is another spot of bother for us. So looks like the scale is tilted in favor of the bears today. And the Sensex and the Nifty in any case snapped their 6-day gaining streak yesterday. The level to watch on the index is the 200-day moving average of 10,747, so that could perhaps give way today. If you're looking out for individual stocks, then very quickly, Tata Motors could be under further pressure because the S&P, the rating agency, has downgraded Jaguar Land Rover's credit rating from BB to BB minus with a negative watch. Kesoram Industries, CNBC TV 18 had confirmed this, filed this story earlier, and it's now confirmed. The board has approved a demerger of the company's tire undertaking into Birla Tires. Sun Pharma saw 600 crores of delivery selling post the corporate governance issues. And there is the RBI credit policy today. Remember, that's a big macro event to watch. Status quo is expected. There's no real move on rates. However, the RBI stance is something that everyone will watch out for, whether they will turn their stance to a neutral or not. So we could keep an eye out on a lot of banks. So hectic day of trade lined up ahead. We're going to try and negotiate all of those cues. I'm dressed in red because I get a sense that the markets are not going to look good. But let's see, who cares about what I'm wearing, right? Markets are going to take its chart their own course. On that note, thanks so much for listening in. Do stay tuned into CNBC TV 18 for all the market action. Goodbye. Thank you.